Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into the International Black Summit Talk Show. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and I will be your host for this talk show broadcast. I'd like to welcome all of our listeners. For those of you unfamiliar with the International Black Summit is a gathering of people of Black African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views, who come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration and to explore questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the Black community and the world. The summit is a place to clear yourself so you are able to hear what life is telling you. It is a conversation of acknowledgement, praise, and celebration of who we are as a people and the contribution we are to the world. For more information about the International Black Summit, you can listen to past shows at www.blacksummit.org/radio, or to register for regional activities or the annual event, log into the International Black Summit website at www.blacksummit.org. The IBS Talk Show has several segments. One is hosted by John Thomas on the first Sunday, and he discusses the various distinctions created and explored in the summit community. Lenard Bragg hosts a segment of Conversations with Summit Leaders the second Sunday, where she interviews the summit participants who are creating phenomenal results in their communities and who have significantly contributed to the summit conversation. I'm Clara Lyons Devon, and I host the You're Invited segment, and you can tune in every third Sunday. The You're Invited segment is your opportunity to share who you are and your vision with like-minded people and to tap into the innovative, creative group of folks who are the Summit family. This segment is a space to keep you involved in the conversation of the Summit and informed of the many Summit events and activities going on around the globe. You can meet folks face-to-face who are keeping the conversation of the Summit alive. Tonight, we will be talking about the annual event in Anguilla, BWI, British West Indies. We're going to talk about when's the event, where is Anguilla, how do I get there, how do I register for the event, what do I need to know to be a participant at the event. If you have any questions, I'm inviting you to call in with your questions or any comments. You can dial in to 646-716-9827. Again, that number is 646-716-9827. Kind of want to give you a little bit of background about Anguilla, because a lot of people don't know very much about Anguilla. So Anguilla is about 16 miles long and 3 miles wide. It's an easy island to explore on your own. They have one major road that runs from the east end to the west end, with smaller roads branching off. You can see the island by taxi, by bike, by scooter, by car, or right around the bend. There's always a beautiful, beautiful beach, lots of restaurants, cafes, great food, museums, art galleries, boutiques, harbors with boats. I mean, it's just a wonderfully beautiful, beautiful place. I see I have a caller on the air, 424-789. Who's calling?
It's Shakesha.
Hey, Shakesha, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Great. I'm glad you could join me on this wonderful stroll through Anguilla.
Oh, yes, girl. I'm already there. I'm like, how do I stay there? I'm like trying to figure out what's my plan. Why don't I just stay?
You know, I didn't realize that the island is only 16 miles long. I was sharing with our listeners a little bit about Anguilla, the island, and the types of things that you can do on the island. And I have a friend who is a writer. She's a journalist, and she's been there, and she said it is so beautiful, that the water is so blue, you just You get lost in it.
I have to bring my scuba gear.
Most definitely. But the most important thing, though, is that the International Black Summit is going to be there. And I'm really, really excited about that. And I'm actually excited that you called in, because one of the things that I'd like to share with our listeners, kind of the things that they need to do to get prepared to go to Anguilla. But first, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself. You know, where you're from, when was your first summit, you know, who you are in this conversation, so people can get an idea of that.
Okay, well, I'm Chakaysha. I love to say I'm originally from Chicago, but moved to California in 1960, lived in the beautiful city of Compton, so I love to say Chakaysha from Compton. Lived there up until my children. I think the youngest one was about 14, and I've been moving different places around L.A. And right now I'm in a city called Lawndale that's right next to the LAX airport. And it was here in Los Angeles that I first heard about the summit. It was amazing because it was my Sunday evening of my landmark forum night. And, I mean, people always laugh when I say this, but I swear on a stack of Bibles. There was this time where visitors came into the room. And I was standing there, and all of a sudden, I looked up, and it's like all these black women. And this black woman appeared before me. She said only two sentences to me. And this was in 1993, June of 1993. She says, "This is something you would like." And she handed me a piece of paper. And as I took the paper and looked down at the paper and looked back up, she was gone. It was like a ninja. She was there, and then she was gone. And I read the paper, and it was the Declaration of the International Black Summit.
Wow.
And in that moment, I was like, I will be there. I continued to read the paper, and it said it would be in Oakland, California. I had no idea where Oakland was. All I knew was where Compton, Long Beach, and L.A. was. That's all I knew about California. And I said, Oakland, California? And I literally took on the mission of going around to all of the black people that were at the Los Angeles Center and said, we're going to Oakland. We got to go to this theme. I literally enrolled someone to give me a credit card to get to rent a van.
Oh, my goodness.
I then invited 11 people, black people. I, you know, barely knew them, but I knew they were black. And I was like, let's go to Oakland. And we got in that van, and we went to Oakland. And my life has never been the same. It was just exquisite. Those 3 days, you know, it was fabulous. And I remember as I was leaving the last day on Sunday, the facilitators were on the stage, and people were talking, and it was, you know, saying goodbye. And as I was walking away, I turned back and looked, and I remember shouting out, saying, I want to do what you guys do, which was to help facilitate the conversation. So from 1994 on, I started training in becoming a facilitator for the International Black Summit, and I've been doing that ever since, actually tracking the conversation. You know, I've had my children, you know, participate in the International Black Summit. It's just been wonderful, wonderful. So who I am is, I like to say, as I'm hoping Oren will be joining us, is I am the summit. We are all the summit. And, you know, I've spoken English. Oh, great. There he is, because he's always... When we say the summit, he goes, what do you mean the summit? You're the summit. So I, that's who I am. I am the summit.
Oren, are you there?
Yes.
Wonderful. I'd like to introduce to our listeners Mr. Oren Saunders. And
Saunders, Clara, Saunders. There's a U in there, S-A-U-N-D-R, Saunders.
Saunders, excuse me, Mr. Oren Saunders, who I lovingly call a child of the universe. Where are you, Orange?
I'm in actually in New York City.
And tell our listeners where you're from originally and a little bit about yourself as well.
Oh, okay. First of all, like I said, I'm happy to be on. And thank you for sending all that information for me and just being the standard I'm on, you know, that you make sure you email me and give me all that good information. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
That has made a difference with me being on. And I'm originally from Guyana, South America, and I've been here for the last 30 years or more. I'm a father of two grown children, a boy and a girl, and I live between New York, North Carolina, and Guyana, South America. So I do a lot of traveling between those places throughout the year. As a professional, I'm what the word I've coined for what I do. I say I'm a hair naturalist, and I define that as I'm the one who support people in wearing their hair in its natural aesthetic. So that's, you know, the bottom line on me, basically. In terms of the summit, I've been at the summit from the beginning, from the first national meeting, I should say, because from some of the history of the summit, there were people who were involved prior to me being there, but they were speaking on the phones. But when they had the first national get-together, which was done in Atlanta, Georgia, in 1991, I got this letter at one of the landmark centers in New York, and I heard a little bit of what Shakesia was sharing. The letter that I got said something about the group of black people who have done the landmark forum. They're going to be meeting in Atlanta, and nothing but death in your body should stop you from being there. And I was like, who are these black people? You know?
Death in your body, you said. Oh, my goodness.
That was like, whoa, this, you know. And then they said, to do the summit, you must have done the landmark forum, and you are of African descent. So I said, well, let me go. I've done both, so I think I fall into the category. And so I did. It has been one of the most thrilling experiences in my life, and definitely one of the most life-transforming experiences. And I've been in the summit since 1991. I've not missed one summit. I think I might have the record for being at every summit, period, than anybody in the summit, period.
Wow. You
really, Orange? Wow.
I think so. The only person that might be is Catherine. I think she missed one. But I was like, Catherine, if she didn't miss one, I'm it.
Wow.
I've been at every summit, and, you know, that first weekend in August, it's a time that so many things happen. A lot of things happen around the Caribbean, especially because it's a period of emancipation when the British, when the enslaved, the captives were they signed the proclamation, the declaration. What is it? How it goes?
Like emancipation?
Yeah. The proclamation, is it called? Proclamation? I got it mixed up anyway.
Yeah. Emancipation Proclamation.
The proclamation for the end of slavery, however. I'm getting myself in my mouth.
Yeah.
So that will happen the first week in August. So throughout the whole Caribbean, they have a lot going on. At that time, that was because it was the British. It was different from the time of the French. It was different from the time of the Portuguese, and definitely of America. So that period, a lot happens in the West Indies. And lucky for us, this is going to be the first time we're going to be in that area. Well, not the first time, actually, because we were there in Jamaica once before, around that period. But in particular in Anguilla, it's going to be, the summit's going to be happening around that same period, so they have, like, a lot of things planned. So other than going to the summit in Anguilla, we're going to have a great opportunity to be to get a taste of the historical and the carnival and the celebration of that period of freedom in our lives, you know, when that was made possible for the people in that part of the world, that hemisphere of the world.
I want to acknowledge we have another caller who's joined us, 973-865. Who's there?
Janice Humphrey.
Say again?
Janice Humphrey.
Hi, Janice Humphrey. Can you tell us where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Wow. Great to hear from you, Janice. And Janice.
Hey, Janice. Who's speaking? Hi.
Orin.
Orin and Shakesha are also on the line, and Janice has been on our registration team. Actually, that's how I met you, Janice.
Who's speaking, by the way?
This is Clara.
Hi, Clara. How are you?
I'm just fabulous, thank you. Just fabulous.
I didn't remember who was leading the call.
Did you have a specific question before we go on? Because I had a question for Orin.
No, not really. Just wanted to hear. I know Una had called me, so I just wanted to hear what was going on with Anguilla. That's all.
Oh, gotcha. Well, one of the things that Orin was talking about was what's going on in Anguilla from, you know, a political perspective, and then the summit conversation coming there. But actually, Orin, wasn't there a prerequisite in Anguilla?
Yes, there was a prerequisite in Anguilla in May 2006. And it was a prerequisite for adults and youth. And I think in the adults prerequisite, we had like, I'm not sure the numbers, let me not say, but it was somewhere between 30 and 40. And in the youth, it was about 60 or something like that. But it was, we had quite a turnout. Was quite a turnout of young people and adults in the summit in that prerequisite. And that was in May 2006.
Right. And for our listeners who may not be familiar with the summit is usually... it's always the first weekend in August, and it starts on Thursday night, and it ends Thursday night. So this year we're going to be in Anguilla July 31st, I believe August the 5th, and I really want to, like, make a distinction between, you know, the gathering, which is the annual event, you know, once a year, where we come together to do our summit, what we call our summit work, and the conversation of the summit, which kind of happens all year long. And we have this saying, you know, wherever you are, you're having your summit. So for those people who are not going to be able to join us physically in Anguilla, wherever you are, you'll be having your summit as well. And Orin talked about briefly, you know, the prerequisite that we had in Anguilla. So one of the things that people need to do to prepare themselves to go to Anguilla, if you've never been to a summit before, you have to do a prerequisite. And I'd like Orin, Shakesha, Janice, just jump in to kind of talk about what is the prerequisite, you know, what's the purpose of the prerequisite, what's the experience of the prerequisite, you know, kind of what it provides for people.
You want to go, Shakesha?
Why don't you go first, because I kind of want to, say something a little bit different about it. So I was going to let you do the intro part of it.
The prerequisite is a one-day. It's called the prerequisite and experience of the summit, and it's a one-day course that allows people to get the distinctions, the tools that we use in the summit that help us and support us in, to put it bottom line, in living great lives and extraordinary lives. you know, that one-day course also allows you get an experience of what happens in the summit, but the summit is 3 days, as Clara was saying. The prerequisite is on Thursday, but if you've done a prerequisite or you have been at a prior summit, you don't have to do the Thursday other than the Thursday evening celebration. But we also have a Thursday prerequisite so that people who are flying in and have not done the summit before have an opportunity to do that on that Thursday so that they can be in the summit on the Friday. But the summit itself, the event, is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So the prerequisite gives you the opportunity to get the tools to understand the distinctions that we call tools, like distinctions, like a way of something that we can use that powers our lives and as I said, supports us in really, really living extraordinary lives. At least that's been my experience of it. And so that one day, it can vary from us. We normally start at 9 in the morning and we go until completion. And completion normally goes anywhere from 5 to 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. And inside of that course, there's so much, it has evolved to such a level that at first it was just about giving distinctions and getting people to kind of get the language so that they can be up to speed in the summit during the 3 days. But that course has evolved into an extraordinary standalone course that you really get an experience of the summit. If you never did the 3-day event, that one day really, really can make a huge shift in your life. Because that's what the feedback we've gotten from several people. Some people have never been to an event, to a 3-day event, but they've been in the summit, you know, for years, but they've not been in the event. They've just been to, like, they've just done prerequisite or different other summit gatherings. And they always share the difference that the distinctions and the work of the summit and being in the conversation of the summit has made in their lives.
Right. So you're saying out of people participating in the prerequisite, that like puts them in the conversation of the summit and they can use it in their lives just as powerfully as if, you know, well, not as if, but... you know, as if they had attended the full 3 days of the summit itself as well.
Yeah, the only difference I say with the 3-day, it's there's an extension where you get to do a whole lot more recapping from the prior years. From you get to recap more on the either the inquiry or the declaration that we made during the year, you know, from the prior year, and that conversation allows us to come up to hear what life is giving us or what's unfolding inside of the summit conversation for the next year for us to fulfill our lives in. So it gives us the difference, I would say, the experience, the prerequisite as an experience gives you the tools that you can use regardless. And the summit, the 3-day, allows you to be in the conversation using the tools, deepening the distinctions of the tools, and also getting to being involved in what I say in a longer conversation, like 3 days of an intense conversation compared probably to 1 day. But it's very, that 1 day really makes a huge difference. It's incredible.
I would agree.
Yes, I like to jump in. Yes, thank you, Oren. That's wow. You know, just listening to you say it and having been involved in helping to deliver the prerequisite is just, you know, sending chills up my spine. One of the things that I've noticed about being one of the people to lead the prerequisite is one of the purposes is to prepare participants to, you know, be prepared for the summit. And what I've really gotten from that is that the moment you walk into the summit, where you are is you're totally ready. It doesn't matter if you've never been to a summit, if you've only been to one summit, if you missed some summits. The prerequisite has you be able to come into the room and start right into the conversation. Out of the prerequisite, sometimes people in their sharing in the prerequisite is like, well, you know, I probably won't be saying a lot because, you know, this is my first summit. And by the end of the prerequisite, they're actually experiencing, I am now ready to be in the conversation. It's the prerequisite has you enter without that feeling of I need to wait and watch, you know, I got to catch up or anything. It has you be like totally in the same spot as everyone else, you know, like in terms of, you know, you don't need to check out things. And to me, that's one of the elegant things about it, because as we track the conversation of the summit or track the conversation, everyone's possible, it's possible for everyone and anyone to be hearing the conversation in such a way that they actually have a piece to contribute to us as a whole. And because of the prerequisite, it then has that person be freed up to deliver that contribution, you know, like saying, oh, yeah, that's why I'm here, to deliver this, and then they step into the delivering of it. And so it's, you know, over the years that I've been with the prerequisite, it's been just beautiful to, like, understand that. Like, the prerequisite is really something like embracing all people who are stepping into it to be their contribution, to give of themselves. And for myself as a facilitator, it's really had me see more things about myself. So as you're being a participant, as you're being a facilitator or helping around the prerequisite, if it's even if it's that you take on bringing a prerequisite to your location, and that's a big thing to do, is new things get revealed to you and old things get expanded, and different parts of the declaration become very present to me in the prerequisite. You know, it's just amazing. And I'm just excited that, you know, we're starting, we've been for a long time presenting the prerequisites all over the world. And that's one of the things, being on the call, that I want to really share, is that you can have a prerequisite wherever you are just by, you know, getting in contact with the International Black Summit and saying, I'd like to have it there. And even once you do the prerequisite, that's the point I'm seeing for myself. Once you do the prerequisite doesn't necessarily mean don't ever do it again. You know, I've actually redone the prerequisite. Other people have. So it's just a great experience that you want to do it again, even though prerequisite means preparing you for something. So it's really great, and you get very, you become adept at the distinctions, which are the tools that you live your life through, that's possible for you to live your life through. And the prerequisite really spends a lot of time in having that get grounded for you. So it's just exciting. It's exciting when groups do it. You know, I've been in a prerequisite when it's been a lot of people from the same city or a lot of people from, like, the same church or a type of organization that, you know, is having it brought to their organization. So it's just really a great way to get started in the summit. And it's, as they say, the prerequisite. So it's like you want to have it done. We have a couple of coming up before, and then we actually have the one on Thursday. So you just want to, like, jot it down and take on, you know, when are you going to have it happen.
One of the things, I think one thing, too, that, is, that I that I think you were actually speaking to Shakesh, is that the summit itself, this event that we're speaking about in August, the first week of August, that's a one-year annual event. It happens once a year. And the prerequisite is done any time in the year, and you can have several prerequisites throughout the year. So that, you know, that can be, and can be done anywhere in the country. We're always available. And actually, we've done prerequisites in Kenya, outside of the country. You know, once people ask for it, we go.
And that's really, really powerful. A couple of things. This is Claire. I want to invite people. The next prerequisite that's scheduled is May 31st in Atlanta, Georgia. And if you're interested in attending that prerequisite, you can go to our website at www.blacksummit.org and register for the prerequisite that will be in Atlanta, Georgia, May 31st. So that's coming up at the end of this month, very, very soon. And also there's a possibility of a prerequisite in mid-June in New Jersey. So as Shakesha was saying, if you see this as something that you'd like to bring to your workplace or to your organization or to your part of the world, you can contact us at the website or call in to our voicemail center. And I'm looking for that number. I'll have it for you in a minute, and make that request. One of the other things that I wanted to bring out about the prerequisite is it's an opportunity for people to get in touch with what their vision is. And if, you know, yeah, if you guys could just share what your vision is. And also I'd like for you to share about the prerequisite that was in Brazil.
The prerequisites in Brazil, there were several prerequisites in Brazil. well, there really were several prerequisites in Brazil, several. But the first prerequisite, which a few of us went down prior, I think a week or two before the actual event, and we were like the ground team. We call ourselves like the SWAT team. So we went down there. Actually, I mean, there's a whole thing behind it. We weren't sure who we would be delivering this prerequisite to. We hardly knew anyone in Brazil, but we knew we were going to do this summit in Brazil. Because as a group in the summit, we had aligned on the next place the year prior that the next, where did we align on the summit? That was in Brazil. That was where were we the year before? Can anyone remember?
Africa. Where were we? Were we in Africa? West Africa?
I can't remember, but I can't remember exactly where we were, because now it's like 18. This is the 18th summit, the 18th annual event, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, so I can't actually remember where we aligned on Brazil, but in going there, we were able to deliver a prerequisite, and we did that. We were on the radio, we went to schools, we talked, you know, to a lot of professionals. We had one person down in Brazil that our international coordinator at that time, who was Perry Francis, was working with. So when we got down there, they were speaking Portuguese, we were speaking English. And but it's just a miraculous, there's something miraculous about being in the whole summit space. Even like when you think, like, you have a fear that something's not going to happen. It's just like in the space of the summit, there's this thing that miracles and abundance show up in a way that I've never experienced. It's just amazing how like the world takes care of us. You know, it's just magical. And, of course, we were able to deliver the prerequisites between English, Portuguese, and sometimes French, whatever language that various people could speak inside of that room. And it's such an interactive relationship conversation and situation that it's just amazing how the dynamics of the prerequisite and the summit itself works. You know? It's just dynamic. So the most I could say about the first prerequisite, other than going down into the details, is that it was miraculous. It's like we did it in different languages, and the people in Brazil were like, "Who are you guys? What are you doing down here?" I was just going to explain all the things took place inside of that space. But all I can say was the whole event from the time we got into Brazil to the time we left has been, again, one of the most amazing, miraculous, abundant spaces I've ever been in my life. And what I got left with from being in Brazil and from doing the prerequisite and doing the summit there is that there's no scarcity in life. There's no scarcity in life. It's, you know, like I have been through, it has been proven too many times to me inside of the space of the summit that whatever we want, it's available. And particularly, it helped me to get rid of some of the conversations that of scarcity for Black people. Because in that space, we had everything we needed. Everything we needed. It just was amazing. I mean, we did the prerequisite in about three or four or five, well, at least three languages.
Mm-hmm.
At least three languages. It was done in French. It was done in Portuguese. It was done in English simultaneously.
Right. We actually asked the question of how many people spoke another language other than English. And we had several people. I'm talking two-digit numbers. And then there was, I remember, one young lady there who spoke over 10 languages.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like Oren said, what I got present to is, like, everything that we need, we have it in the universe. I had experienced that before in Kenya, and I just really got, it was like for the universe, you know, in Brazil, you know, as people of African descent, everything we need is right within us. And listening to the summit being delivered in Portuguese was just amazing, you know. And for me, I actually started creating my retirement out of that experience, too. I'm a retired school teacher, and what I've created is that I will retire in four places in the world 3 months at a time. And one of the places is Belize, which I've never been to, but I just know I would love it. Brazil, because I've been to Brazil with the summit. Africa, Ghana, Africa, because I've been there with the summit. And somewhere in the south, which will now be New Orleans. So, but, like, I so got, I can live here in Brazil. You know, like, what a wonderful place to live. And the other thing we found out about Brazil is we were in Bahia, and we found out that is the largest concentration of people of African descent in the whole world. It's the largest is right there in Brazil. You know, and it was amazing being an American citizen to realize that America wasn't like the place where everybody went. You know, like we left Africa and everybody came to America. And to learn the history of ourselves through the people of Brazil, and it was just amazing. And the other thing that I just loved, oh, it was just so great, was what we were talking about the Thursday night, the opening event, which is really our opportunity to get acquainted, because you have people coming from all over the world, including the city in which we're hosting the summit. And that's our opportunity, like, to get to know each other so that we're already, well, we're already related, but we get the experience of that relatedness on the opening night or the opening event. And for the opening event in Brazil, I still remember it. We were in a two-story building at an art show, looking at artwork from Brazilian children, and something about these two sisters who were jewelry makers, you know, they worked in jewelry. And we're up at this eloquent event, and we're upstairs, and all of a sudden we start to hear this drumming, and it gets intense. We're pulled to the window by the drumming, and when I got to the window and looked down, it must have been 60 women of various ages drumming. And it was a full female-only drumming group that was literally beckoning us down into the streets. We went downstairs, and the streets were cobblestone, and they lead us all the way to where we were going to have something that night. But we're literally being led through the streets of Brazil, for me, like a royal procession, saying,
nice.
Yeah, you guys are here. We welcome you. We love you. You're important. You're, you know, just awesome. And there were some young men, little boys with umbrellas leading it. And it was just beautiful. I have pictures of us, of different shots of people coming down that cobblestone road. And we were quite the talk of the city, you know, the International Black Summit. So, you know, those are some of the things that you experience. And you experience it like, it's for me. Like, I was like, this is for Jacacia. You know, this band, you know, this marching, this acknowledgement. So it's just eloquent, you know, what happened in Brazil. And we still are in contact with people in Brazil. People create, as Claire was saying, about visions. You know, we do a lot of vision work in our prerequisites. And I remember Billy had a vision of having African-Americans or people of African descent to visit Brazil. And I don't know what his job was when we started, but he just kept sending us emails talking about that. And now he's like in charge of a travel, not agency, but the travel department.
Tourism, something with tourism in the country.
Say that again?
Something to do with tourism under the Ministry of Tourism.
Right. Where, so literally his vision has actually taken form, in that that vision is something that he does every day. And, you know, he gets paid for it. It's what he loves. And, you know, more people are experiencing Brazil because of his vision. So it's just awesome what people create in the prerequisite around their vision. And my vision is serene grace soaring.
Mm, very nice. Serene grace soaring.
Mm-hmm.
Orin, what's your vision?
My vision is a world that nurtures the human spirit, an environment of abundance, well-being.
Wow.
Awesome. Janice, how about you?
Oh, I don't think I ever fleshed mine out, but it was something about people discovering their essence.
People discovering what?
Their essence.
Essence.
Essence. Oh, okay.
People discovering their essence. And mine is financial and spiritual prosperity, such that my dreams and the dreams of others are actualized into reality.
And wow.
Yeah, and I want to speak to a couple of things that both of you said. One about the reason why I asked you to share about Brazil, because for me, Brazil and Anguilla mirror each other in the sense that they're both international places. Brazil, we went beforehand, you know, kind of did the prerequisite because there wasn't, we didn't have people in the summit in that country. So, you know, we went there to say, hey, we're coming, you know, to kind of enfold people into the conversation. In Anguilla, we actually did have one of our members, Yuna, who is from Anguilla, there, and kind of the same thing, the radio, the television, having the prerequisite, having a large number of people. And also I see Anguilla being this really huge summit. And one of the things that you were saying, Oren, about, you know, abundance, that knowing that everything that you need is possible, you know, some people are in the conversation that they won't be in Anguilla. And I'm in the conversation, there's more than enough in the universe that everybody who wants to be there will be there. And that it's going to be a huge summit, that a lot of people's lives are going to be touched out of the work that we'll be doing, you know, with assisting people with getting in contact, getting to their core, getting to their spirit, seeing what their vision is, seeing what their contribution is for our community, and like kind of just like moving that whole conversation forward. And the other thing that we've been talking about is every place that we go where we touch, the conversation lives. You know, the conversation keeps going even after the summit participants leave. The conversation is still there. It's still going. And the summit is still occurring. So we have this event every year, which is wonderful, and it continues by, you know, how people are interacting with the distinctions, with the tools that they get at the summit, with the experience that they take with them in their life to live their life more powerfully. So I really appreciate, you know, the information that you both shared on that.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
We have about 10 minutes left, and I want to get into a little bit of the logistics of Anguilla. And Janice, you can jump in and help me out any time here. But everybody knows it's going to be in Anguilla the first weekend in August, which actually starts July, because we start on the Thursday night, and that's Chiquecha Illustrated from Brazil. The Thursday night celebration is just phenomenal. And every year it's different. The host team does a really remarkable job of creating an environment where all the participants can get into relationships so that people can get to know each other, can get to meet. For those of us who haven't seen each other in a while, we can re-greet each other. It's just an incredible experience. So I really, really, if you are coming, make sure you get there so that you can be there for Thursday evening. If you've never attended the summit before, and you don't attend the prerequisite May 31st in Atlanta, Georgia, you need to be there Wednesday, because Thursday morning you want to be doing your prerequisite so that you'll be joining the rest of us on Friday when the event actually starts on Friday morning. And we go Friday through Sunday to completion. If you have not registered currently, consider this your personal invitation. Block that first weekend in August. Get your plane ticket and go to www.blacksummit.org to register. You can click on our website. There's a click here for Anguilla. And basically all the information that you need to know about Anguilla, about registration, is there. Join us in Anguilla section there. There's a thing on the website called announcements. And they're still working it out. It said no announcements, but you can still click on it, and all the information about Anguilla is there, and everything that's on our calendar. So the prerequisite on May 31st in Atlanta, Georgia, is there. Our Leadership Council meeting, which will be in New Jersey, June 13th, 14th, and 15th, all that information is there. If you don't want to do your credit card registration online, you can call our voicemail. I found the number. It's 212-561-0325. The number again is 212-561-0325, and someone can get back to you about how to register you directly. But you can register online. It is a secure site. Traveling, Anguilla, as Oren was saying, is in the Eastern Caribbean. It's about, what, an hour east of Puerto Rico, and it's about 7 minutes north of Dutch St. Martin by air, and it's about 20 minutes north of French St. Martin by Perry. So there are a number of options available to you to get to this island. You can go directly to the Anguilla Airport from Puerto Rico via American Eagle or American Airlines, or you can opt to fly directly into St. Martin through Antigua, St. Thomas, or St. Kitts, and then you can transfer from there into Anguilla either through American Eagle or by ferry boat. One of the other things I need to share with our participants for the International Black Summit, there is a 5% discount that American Airlines is providing for us if you fly American Airlines, American Eagle, any of American Airlines affiliates like One World Alliance, and you can travel anywhere from the 27th of July through August 8th and get that discount. The other thing that's really special is, let's say for whatever reason you can't attend and you want someone else to be able to use your airfare, normally the airlines don't let you change, you know, names on a ticket, but they're allowing for $100 you can change the name. So let's say if I bought my ticket for $300 and something comes up where I can't go, I could transfer that ticket to Shakesha for a name change of $100, and she could, you know, take advantage of the fare that I got earlier. So that's really, really important. There are ferries that go over, as I was sharing with you before, between Anguilla and St. Martin. And the ferries run between like 7:30 in the morning and 7 at night. It's about 30 minutes back and forth. It's only about $12 to catch the ferry plus a $3 to $5 departure tax. And usually the last ferry leaves Anguilla at 6:15. Now, y'all know we'll be going on past 6:15. Don't want to be staying in these other places. You want to be staying on the island, which gets us to hotels. In order to get the hotel information, because we have some excellent, excellent rates for hotels for Anguilla, which can be quite expensive. But as a registered participant of the summit, you get our special rates, but you have to be registered. So when you're registered, we give you the hotel information directly. And that has to be done by June the 20th. That's really important. June the 20th. Because after June 20th, the hotel rates change. That's it. There's no conference rate after June the 20th. So if you have registered and you haven't gotten that information, you can call that number, the 212 number, or email us on the website for someone to contact you if you haven't received it yet. But it should be going out shortly. But the rates are very special for our participants. And we've talked about our prerequisites. If you're not currently, if you haven't attended a prerequisite or if you haven't attended the summit in the past, you have to do the prerequisite. May 31st in Atlanta, Georgia is the next one. You can go to the website again to register, www.blacksummit.org. And a reminder about our leadership body meeting in New Jersey, June 13th and 15th. And, of course, the International Black Summit annual event, which is going to be the first weekend in August in Anguilla, British Virgin Islands, and I'm just expecting a really, really, really phenomenal time. Did I miss anything, Janice? Is there something else that you'd like to add from the host team?
Well, I'd like to know, I think Oren was even mentioning there are things going on in Anguilla around the time we're going to be there, and I didn't get a chance to ask Una, and I can call her, but are there things going on after the summit, during the summit, prior to the summit?
Yeah, well, as I said, that month is always a celebration for the abolition of slavery inside that part of the Western Hemisphere. And so throughout the Caribbean, they're having celebrations. And particularly in Anguilla, and normally how that goes is people start celebrating sometimes like at least 2-3 weeks ahead of time and another 2 or 3 weeks after the date. So it's basically sometimes can vary as long as a month celebration. But that first week, which we used to call it August Monday down there in that area, is when they really, it's the day that the major celebration is around. And it's always, in Anguilla, there'll be carnival. So after we finish the summit on Sunday, and throughout the summit, actually, in the evening, we can go to several things that are going to be happening throughout the islands in preparation for the upcoming celebration. You know, the celebration is there already, so that's not upcoming celebration, but inside of the celebration of the period. And Monday is the carnival day, and Monday and Tuesday are going to be most basically, I think, carnival days. So, that's one aspect of it. And then in prior to that, if you're coming through, like one of the things I'm planning to do is to come through St. Martin, because I don't know if they're not British, but so they may not have celebrations going on there. But I intend to go through St. Martin, and just so that people can know, there's several little islands around, so I'm going to probably get into St. Martin, spend a day or two down there. Then I'm going to travel to either Saba or St. Bart, which are close islands like Anguilla is. So you can go by boat or fly, but, you know, whichever. And spend some time, like a day or two, and then go back to Anguilla. And you can also fly into Antigua, which is also having celebrations going on.
Right.
There's a lot of, you know, and you can fly, I'm going to be flying back from Anguilla on the Monday, get some of that Anguilla celebration, either the Monday or Tuesday, and fly into Antigua, get some of that celebration out there.
So in other words, yes, before and after, and all the way through.
It's right there, that whole area.
I like that thing, before, after, and all the way through. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The only other thing I would say, Claire, to say, because I really want to make sure everybody's taken care of and everybody's clear. For most people, this information probably won't mean anything. But just in case people who have been around the summit, and just been saying they're going to come, and they haven't had it done, it is now, you need to do the International Black Summit prerequisite. That's the only prerequisite. And so just for some, you know, old folks that's been around, that's just done the landmark form, that used to be a prerequisite. So I just want to make sure those people who want to be in the summit know you need to, do the prerequisite of the International Black Summit just to take care of everyone.
Right. That's really, 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 really great.
And the prerequisite is in Atlanta on the 31st, and
yes.
You are doing one in Anguilla?
Yes.
We're doing one in Anguilla.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely.
So on the 31st as well?
May 31st is in Atlanta, Georgia, and then the Thursday of Anguilla, there will be a prerequisite as well.
It's Thursday,
right. And if we need to do more like Africa and Brazil, we'll also do more prerequisites, but the scheduled one is on Thursday. Yeah.
So I say to everybody, plan to be there Tuesday, and you'll be set for everything that's coming up.
That's going on, definitely. So I would just like to thank everybody, Shakesha, Oren, Janice, thank you. It's really been a pleasure. I want to thank everyone who's listening, and hopefully something about the conversation has inspired you. I want to thank John, Lenar, and Catherine and the IDS radio team and everyone who listened, chatted to the You're Invited segment of the International Black Summit Talk Show. This segment airs every third Sunday, and we'll keep you informed of some of the events and activities going on around the globe so that you can get together with folks who are keeping the conversation of the summit alive and realizing their powerful visions for the Black community and the world. Be sure to tune in to the next show, which is on the first Sunday with our host, John Thomas, who will be deep in the distinctions of the summit. Remember, you can listen to this or any past broadcast 24/7 at www.blacksummit.org/radio. And for more information about the International Black Summit or to register for our annual event or any of our regional activities, you can also log onto our website. My name is Claire Lyons Devon, and I invite you to show up powerfully in your life and share the special gift that God gave only to you. I'll see you in Anguilla.
In Anguilla.
See you in Anguilla, and thank you all for participating.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.